Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Beloit is a really cool city with a lot of great stuff going on. Savannah Schindler is a PR specialist at Visit Beloit, and she wanted to talk about a new game maybe you haven't heard a lot about, but it is super fun. Savannah, thank you so much for making some time for us. Hello.
Hi, John. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, this is going to be fun. There's a lot coming up in Beloit. Let's start with the Coupe Open. This sounds really cool, and it's right around the corner.
It is, yes. Yeah. So the Beloit Coupe Open is happening this summer, Saturday, August 9th from 2 to 10 p.m. And that will be held at Pullman Field in Beloit, which is the former home stadium of the Beloit Snappers.
That is really cool. So tell us what Coupe is.
Yes. Yeah, so Coupe is an outdoor lawn game that's kind of a combination of bowling and horseshoes, but it's actually played with wooden blocks. So It first originated in Sweden and has a nickname of Viking chess.
That's really fun. That's super, super fun. So what's new with the Open this year in 2025?
Yes. Yeah, so this year is our 11th year of Coupe in Beloit, but the very first year for the competition to be held under the stadium lights. So it's going to be a great time.
That sounds really cool, under the lights. Okay, can anybody register? How many people play? How do you register? What about some of that info?
Yeah, so anyone can register or come and watch. So if you want to spectate, you can come and watch and cheer on the teams or register for some friendly competition. So it's two players per team, and you can sign up on our website at visitbeloit.com.
That sounds really cool. Savannah Schindler is with us from Visit Beloit. Another big event is Downtown Beloit Street Dance, and this one is really close. Tell us about the street dance.
Yeah, so the Downtown Beloit Street Dance is actually not too far away. So that's coming up on Friday, August 1st from 5:30 to 11 p.m., and that will be held on State Street in downtown Beloit and happens to be the largest event of the year for downtown Beloit. So super fun and very exciting.
So tell us about it. Is there live music?
Two bands coming this year. So we have an opener, which is from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And that's 70s tunes with Vinyl Days. And then our headliner is from 8 to 11 p.m. And that's Yacht Rock Tunes with Naughty Naughty. So tons of fun, and it's only $10 admission, and 13 and under can come in for free.
And there's food and drinks, right?
There is, yes. Yeah. So we have plenty of food trucks and food vendors on site, as well as a beer tent.
I love this because it shows off downtown. Does that include any retail therapy?
We have the sidewalk sales, and those happen at various downtown Beloit boutiques and shops, along with some vendors. So that happens on Friday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then if you want to come back down to downtown Beloit on Saturday, we have the farmers market too. So lots of shopping and so much fun.
That sounds really cool, Savannah. Okay, people like to plan their fall out. I'm kind of in that camp. And the Downtown Beloit Fall Festival is something people should really get on their calendar. Tell us about the Fall Festival.
Yeah, so if you come down to the street dance and have too much fun and want to do it again in September, we have the Fall Festival coming up. So that is on Saturday, September 20th from 5:30 to 11 p.m. And that's also held downtown Beloit on State Street, and is the second largest event of the year for downtown Beloit.
Local eateries are on site. So what are some of the highlights of the festival?
Of course, there'll be some great food vendors on site, and then some fun activities like axe throwing and some fun activities for families and adults.
Live
and then,
music.
Of course, some live music, too.
I really like that. And once again, the farmer's market on that Saturday from 8 to 1. I always recommend people make a weekend out of it. So let's talk about a couple of boutique hotels. Let's start with Hotel Goodwin. What makes it special?
Yeah, so Hotel Goodwin is in downtown Beloit. It's one of our awesome boutique hotels. So if you have fun at these upcoming events and you need somewhere to stay and relax, Hotel Goodwin is a great choice. So we have the Velvet Buffalo Modern Italian Restaurant inside the hotel, and also the rooftop, which offers spectacular views of the downtown area.
That is so cool. And there's lots of cool little perks like turntables inside the rooms, cool artwork. And Savannah, they were recently awarded with something pretty prestigious, weren't they?
They were, yes. So Hotel Goodwin was awarded with the prestigious One Michelin Key distinction as part of the guide for the 2024 hotel selection. And they are actually only one of two properties to receive this award in Wisconsin. So Pretty awesome.
That is really awesome. And the Ironworks, tell us about the Ironworks Hotel.
Ironworks is just across the way from Hotel Goodwin, and it's kind of gives off a rustic and industrial feel inside the hotel. Of course, they have great food and beverage options like Marilyn Houston Steak Joint, which is one of the area's best steakhouses. They offer handcrafted cocktails and prime cut steaks, fresh seafood, and lots of great stuff over there. But also you can bring your dog to the hotel room and stay. They have spa-like bathrooms and, of course, amazing views of the Rock River.
That is so fun. For more information on all this great stuff in Beloit, the website is visitbeloit.com. It's that easy. Savannah Schindler is the PR specialist at Visit Beloit. Savannah, thank you so much for making some time for us.
Thanks so much, John.
Of course. You got it. It is prime time in Beloit. Get to Beloit. Make a weekend out of it. All right. Up next on Experience Wisconsin, we head to Racine County. Carrie Grieving is with us. We'll be right back.